The Law Council of Australia has today lashed the federal government for poor process after it and other key bodies were given just 36 hours for input into a proposed public sex offenders register. The Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton announced yesterday that he would pursue the register idea. Today, the Law Council and others say they were told to get their initial high-level views to the government by close of business tomorrow. The Law Council says it has seen no specific detail to comment on, with the Council's President Arthur Moses telling me a short time ago that the 36-hour window to respond is wholly inappropriate and inadequate.
What we've been asked to comment upon is our high-level view on a proposed national public register of child sex offenders. Now, I am rather troubled that a Minister of the Crown would make a public comment yesterday about such a proposal, but then provide no details as to what this register will involve. For instance, who will be captured by the register? Will it be juveniles who will be on the list? Will it be adult offenders? Will it be circumstances where an offence has been proven and no conviction recorded? What are the details to be placed on the register, and how will they be vetted in order to ensure that they're accurate so that mistakes aren't made with persons' names being uploaded on it who, in fact, are not child sex offenders?
The government says this is an initial opportunity for you to respond. I mean, that doesn't rule out a more comprehensive formulation further down the track, does it? This may be, in fact, working towards the sorts of detail you're asking for.
Of course. But the issue here is that before you seek the views of persons in relation to a policy, you usually have a policy that has been thought through and put out there for public comment. That's what usually happens with these types of consultations. So we're rather surprised that an announcement was made yesterday and then we're given 36 hours to respond. We're not sure why the 11th of January has been chosen as the date to provide our response.
Would you care to speculate as to why you think it is playing out in this way?
I don't know. I mean, Hetty Johnson, who is, of course, a child safety advocate, raised concerns yesterday that she thought this might be, in effect, a political stunt, and that is winning votes on the backs of children's lives. I would hope that no Minister of the Crown would be using such a sensitive issue in order to make a political point or in order to obtain publicity. At the end of the day, what the Australian community expect of a government is that they will formulate policy based on evidence, and that policies that will be put out there in the public will be thought through and will be effective solutions.
The Law Council isn't ruling out a national public sex offender register, and you've already, along with others, put some fairly detailed analysis out there about the issues around this sort of proposal. Will you be able to put a set of views to the government in the 36 hours?
Of course, Linda. So back in 2010, we issued a policy statement on this issue of a public register. So it's been around for some time. And our main issue here is that if you're going to go down this path, ensure that it is effective and you learn from the lessons of the United States. What we have said and what we'll say in our policy feedback by the deadline tomorrow is that inclusion on the register should not be arbitrary or automatic. This should only occur where a court has found that an offender poses a serious risk to the safety of the community, and the court makes an order that they be placed on the register. So we'll be engaging with the government, of course, but our main concern is that it can be hardly said to be an adequate period of consultation to provide the government with an informed view about what it is that they're proposing. If you're going to float something like this publicly, you would have thought that there would be some form of detailed proposal. Care needs to be taken in this very sensitive area that always has very high emotions running for understandable reasons, because these are heinous crimes that are committed amongst some members of the public and which directly impact upon our children. So when you are making policy statements about these issues, you need to carefully think through what it is that you're suggesting, and that you're not proposing, in effect, a mirage for the public to say, well, this will save children from being sexually assaulted, because what we know from the United States is that it doesn't.
Arthur Moses, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Linda.
Arthur Moses QC is President of the Law Council of Australia, and we have put a number of questions about this issue to the Home Affairs Minister's office. We're yet to hear back.